The Book of Colossians, Chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Yahushua HaMashiach, by the will of Elohim, and Timothy, our brother, to the Kodeshim and faithful brethren in Mashiach, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from Elohim our Father and Adonai Yahushua HaMashiach. We give thanks to Elohim and the Father of our Adonai Yahushua HaMashiach, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Mashiach Yahushua, and of the love which ye have to all the Kodeshim, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the Besorah, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and brings forth fruit, as it does also in you, since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of Elohim in truth. As ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Mashiach, who also declared unto us your love in the Ruach. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of Yahuwah unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of Elohim, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the Kodeshim in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible Elohim, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the called out assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled, in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the Besorah which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Mashiach in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the called out assembly, whereof I am made a minister according to the stewardship of Elohim, which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of Elohim, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his Kodeshim, to whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the other nations, which is Mashiach in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Mashiach Yahusha, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. Chapter 2. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of Elohim, and of the Father, and of Mashiach, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in Ruach, joying and beholding your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in Mashiach. As ye have therefore received Mashiach Yahusha our Adonai, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Mashiach. For in him dwells all the fullness of Elohim bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Mashiach, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through faith in the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all transgressions, blotting out the handwriting of dogma that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a feast day or of the new month or of the Shabbats, which are a shadow of things to come for the body of Mashiach. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshipping of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands having nourishment ministered and knit together increases with the increase of Elohim. Wherefore, if you be dead with Mashiach from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to dogma? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men? Which things have indeed a show of wisdom and will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. Chapter 3. If ye then be risen with Mashiach, seek at those things which are above, where Mashiach sits on the right hand of Elohim. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Mashiach and Elohim. When Mashiach, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil lusting, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things' sake the wrath of Elohim comes on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Mashiach is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of Elohim, holy and beloved, hearts of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Mashiach forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of Elohim rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Mashiach dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to Yahuwah. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of Adonai Yahusha, giving thanks to Elohim and the Father by him. Women, submit yourselves unto your own men, as it is fit in Yahuwah. Men, love your women, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto Yahuwah. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your Adonai according to the flesh, not with eye service as men-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing Elohim. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to Yahuwah and not unto men, knowing that of Yah ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve Yahuwah the Mashiach. But he that does wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons. Chapter 4. Adonijah, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have an Adonijah in heaven. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Withal praying also for us that Elohim would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Mashiach, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in Yahuwah, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salutes you, and Marcus, sister's son, to Barnabas, touching whom ye received commandments, if he come unto you, receive him. And Yahusha, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of Elohim, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Yahusha HaMashiach, salutes you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of Elohim. For I bear him record that he has a great zeal for you and them that are in Laodicea and them in Hierapolis. Lucas, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nymphos and the called out assembly which is in his house. And when this sefer is read among you, cause that it be read also in the assembly of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the sefer from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which you have received in Yahuwah, that you fulfill it. The salutation by the hand of me, Paul, remember my bonds. Grace be with you. Amen.